From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Owen Arthur sworn in for a second term as Prime Minister of Barbados. The question of election landslides and democracy examined by two Caribbean experts and the Turks and Caicos now belong to an American archdiocese. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbadian Prime Minister Owen Arthur was sworn in this afternoon for his second straight term after the landslide victory of his Barbados Liberal Party in Wednesday's general elections. Mr. Arthur is putting together his new government, but he has already retained Bill Miller as his deputy and foreign minister and David Simmons as attorney general. Mr. Arthur's Barbados Liberal Party scored a 26-2 victory over David Thompson's Democratic Liberal Party in the most one-sided election results in Barbadian history. Bertram Niles reports.
The size of the victory by the Barbados Liberal Party shocked the nation, coming as it did after the whitewash by Grenada's new National Party 2 days earlier. The tide of lopsided elections is making its presence felt with increasing frequency across the Caribbean, a point not lost on Mr. Arthur.
Generally, the country becomes subject to one form of public relations. And if you would notice in the last 10 years, really, all Caribbean countries have been, we have had a similar pattern of lopsided results. Jamaica just had a